I feel that, well, it's important to have different voices. Those voices actually need to listen to one another, and they need to be motivated by information, and they need to be motivated for the right reasons, for working towards the city. There's differences of opinion, and there's divisiveness and polarization. And differences of opinion can lead to really strong decisions. Divisiveness and polarization very rarely accomplishes anything. So I don't appreciate the viewpoint of some members on council that place themselves on teams. I'm on this team, you're on that team. I personally, Kirk talked about his kids. I have a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old, and that dynamic is present more in my own household than I would like. I don't like it in the federal government. I don't like it in the state government, and it's certainly we are better than that. We're worthy of a city council that doesn't play teams. So that's my comment. I do think that we can do better. My leadership on PAC has been consensus-driven. If you ask anyone that served with me, they say, yes, she actually does not try to shove her own viewpoints down someone's throat. But first, I really try to sit back when there is a contentious issue. Fortunately, they're rare on parks. But I do try to listen to those other voices, share my own opinion, and then determine what it takes to make compromise. And I believe I have a strong record of doing that and want to bring it to council.
Thank you. Steve?
I appreciate Julie's comments, talking about the need to not go towards divisiveness and polarization. And that's where we are accomplished with the changes as of December 2013. If you recall prior to that, yes, there wasn't divisiveness or polarization. There was grooming, there was isolation, there was a hostility behind the scenes. There were council members that were attacking others, stabbing them in the back, talking about them, emailing them during council meetings. That was hostile, and that is no longer the case. That is gone, and it will be gone forever as long as I serve on council. All right. We need to have openness, transparency, have these diverse opinions. When I go into a meeting these days, I don't necessarily know which way I'm going to vote because I want to hear the opinions of my colleagues. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the time to meet with staff and understand all the intricacies. I do have the experience of working in government and understanding that. So I do have at least the advantage of not having to read 800 pages of a council packet because I understand a little bit more of the intricacies of what staff has been talking about having served as that staff member. All right, but I need my colleagues to help inform me. And that is where we are now going. The idea of divisiveness and polarization was the past. That's not the present. And that's what we need to keep forward and keep looking forward and keep our direction going. And I will help bring that if reelected in November, in August, and also in November.
Thank you.